now.
Well, like every week, you look at the plays that are the best plays. You know, you don't look at turnovers because who knows if they're going to happen, and it may not be quite the same defense, same scheme, whatever it is. I think whenever you look at an offensive team as a defensive coach, we always look at their best plays and the things that they do best and expect that. I mean, that's what you're playing for. You're never going to play that some guy's going to fumble or that this guy's not going to get his block. You play for everything as the best. So same way with him in the passing game. You look at their routes and the balls that he's thrown that are great passes, and those are the ones that you really look for, and those are the ones you kind of expect.
He's only been sacked 15 times, I believe, this year.
Yeah.
Is that because of him? Is that because of the offensive line?
I think it's a little bit of both. Good scheme, good protections, and also he's a very evasive guy. I mean, he gets out of the pocket. He scrambles a little bit. I don't think most people would think of him necessarily as a scrambler, per se, like a Roethlisberger or guys like that, but he does scramble to throw. So you know you got to be alert. You can't come out of coverage and think that he's going to run like a Vic or somebody like that's going to do. But he's always kind of had that. I remember back to the Super Bowl in 07. You know, the Tyree catch was a scramble. You know, so he's always had that ability, and that's part of the reason why he hadn't been sacked.
Dean, Terrell Suggs recently said that. He thinks center is the most important position on the offensive line as opposed to left tackle, just by the way defenses attack teams and having to decipher the protections and all that. I guess what's your thought on that whole thing about whether the left tackle has been devalued because teams attack all over the defense now? It's not just like Lawrence Taylor lining up.
Yeah, I would say I would kind of have a tendency to agree with the center thing because there's an awful lot of centers in this league that do take care of the protection calls, and with all the different looks that I think all the defenses give now, that's really important. You'd be able to identify the front and identify who the four rushers are to start out with, and then kind of go from there. You know, the other thing about left tackle, and when you speak of a certain side, or it's like on an edge, you know, you can always help those guys. You can always use the backs to chip. You can always put the tight end over to the left side and have him chip before he goes out. You can put the tight end over there and just put him in position to make the rush wider. There's not a whole lot you can do with the center. You're going to line up in the same spot every time. Really hard to help him with a back on any kind of a protection. So if he gets the protection wrong, it's going to be a bad deal for the offense. So I'd have a tendency to say the center, the way things are now and the way the ball is being thrown in the league, that's very, very important.
We know you don't make the call for Sunday, but Ray Lewis has been on the practice field now for a couple of weeks. How has he looked? And given some of the recent struggles of the team in general and knowing what he brings emotionally, how big of a lift would that be to have him back in the field?
It'd be great to have him back. You know, I said that a couple of weeks ago when first started seeing him kind of come back. I'd love to have him back. I think it'd be a great emotional lift, but more than that, we could use some bodies in there too at linebacker. And, we'll just have to wait and see whatever they say is a go, but we would, we'd love to have him back. And as far as what he's looked like during the week, he's looked like Ray. You know, at this time of year, I don't think there's very many teams out there hitting like you do in training camp and stuff, so you don't necessarily see the physical part, but the mental part, they're not going to leave you after 17 years missing a couple of weeks. So he's there.
Obviously, you get in a three-game skid and get focused on the winning and losing, but in the bigger picture, some of the guys with all the injuries that have had to come in and play, Josh Pines and Albert McClellan and Corey Graham, has such significant roles and has some success. Can you enjoy that now at all, or is that just something after the season later you'll kind of look
at? No, I think it absolutely. I can't tell you how extremely proud I am of the Josh Pines and the Corey Grahams and guys like that have come in and B.A., Brendan's come in and here's a guy that played dime for us last year, hadn't played a whole lot this year, and all of a sudden he's come in and actually had to play in our regular package as a Will linebacker, and he's a special teams core guy. I'm really proud of all those guys. And, yeah, when you look to the future, you say, that's going to give you some depth. Unfortunately, I'm not really looking for that far in the future right now. I'd just like to look to this Sunday and get the job done now and get it over with. But you're right. It's enjoyable. It's disheartening that we're losing. But at the same time, you do like seeing those guys have success, and I'm extremely, extremely proud of what they've done.
Can you elaborate on Josh? Because, he had that cracked vertebrae injury in the preseason, And he didn't know, he couldn't envision himself being at this position.
Oh, I don't think any of us could. You know, that's what it was asked over there, that, you know, something about, they talked about Josh. I said, well, you know, you got to remember this guy. Yeah, he was a practice squad guy, but he left camp because basically he had a broken back. And, you know, all of a sudden now he's back, and we didn't even know if he'd be back to practice squad, let alone being back and end up starting in our lineup. We didn't envision that. So that a lot of credit to him. But at the same time, I think there's two things that I would add to that, you know, because it was brought up about him being a free agent. Well, so was Jameel McClain, so was Danelle Orby. But those, the couple things that those guys all have in common, one, they're tough. Number two is they're smart. And when you got those two ingredients, when you're tough and you're smart and you play linebacker, you got a chance to play.
Then you use Jimmy Smith, Shockey Brown, and Chris Johnson at different points in the nickel package Sunday. Would you like to see that third corner spot a little more solidified, given the fact you're going up against a talented pass?
Yes, I would, just period, no matter who we're playing. I just like to see it, like to see somebody take the bull by the horns and just take the job. But until, you know, we're just going to have to make that decision come game time of who that's going to be and who that's going to be during the course of the game. You know, the good news is that you do have two or three guys there, but, yeah, I would like to see somebody step up and take it.
And your thoughts specifically on Jimmy? I know John said that he thought didn't look quite as fast as you thought he would be on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm not sure he was as ready as we had kind of hoped he'd be or as he much had hoped he'd be, but, you know, I'm not going to use that as an excuse. We need to play better.
Yeah, I know you're looking at their offense, obviously, but what do you think of their defensive line? I mean, they look like they have some pretty nasty pass rushers.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I look at everybody's offense. I could care less what somebody else. The only reason I look at somebody else's defense is when I see them on film going against an offense. And generally speaking, we don't look at the New York Giants very often because they're a whole different front than we are. Hey, I know the names. I mean, I'm not naive. I know they got great guys up there up front. But, you know, Jim can speak to that a whole lot better than me.
On a different note, then, they're wide receivers. They look like they have a lot of talent at wide receivers.
Absolutely. They do. They can go up and get the ball. Very talented. Crews, all of them, they're quick. You know, Eli can get them the ball. But it really, it's kind of funny. I mean, I say the same thing every week, and it sounds like a broken record, but who doesn't have good wide receivers? I mean, name a team that we had that hadn't had a good quarterback and a good wide receiver. I don't know how many quarterbacks, Pro Bowl quarterbacks, we've played this year, but it's been a bunch, and there have been a bunch of Pro Bowl wide receivers too. So, and that's just the league. So that's who you play, and it ain't going to be any different next year, and it ain't going to be different the year after that. They all got talent. So this group's just like the rest of the groups to me that we've seen. They're a very, very talented group. I don't think there's any place where you can really say that's really a weakness. They're just, they got a good group.
Eli help you
this? I hope a lot. We'll see. Seemed to play him a lot when I was at New England. We always played him every preseason, although sometimes it was the fourth preseason game and there wasn't a whole lot of game plan going on there. But, you know, in the Super Bowl, played him a couple times in regular season. So, yeah, I hope it has some benefit.
Dean, this franchise is so unaccustomed to a three-game skid. It's been 3 years. And, you know, before you got here in New England, same thing. What's it been like this week, dealing with that? Or is it still just so focused on the week, this week is the Giants and that's it? Or does it feel like it's mounting? And how has everyone kind of handled that?
No, I think what we've done, and I think coaches have done a good job, and I think the players have also done a good job, is what you got to look at and say is why. Why are we on a three-game skid? It's not just don't be anxious, don't be I mean, we are. There isn't anybody that goes through a three-game skid that you don't start getting a little, you know, what's going on here. But the bottom line is to kind of sit back and say, okay, why? You know, instead of just like, oh, well, let's keep doing the same thing. Well, are we doing something wrong? How can we fix? What we need to do is fix what we aren't doing well and keep doing well the things we are doing well. And you got to identify those things and not just say it's going to get better on its own. What happened that cost us that game? How can we fix it? Whether is it by a call? Is it by a technique? Is it by personnel? What is it? It's the same thing like you do in the bye week. You sit back and you examine yourself. And you don't have as much time, but you got to get to what is the problem and try to fix it. And I think that's what really everybody is focused on this week. And that's what I think we've tried to focus on as a coaching staff is, okay, here's why we lost that game. Here's how we can fix that. Let's fix that and move on and not get caught up in a, oh, my God, we've lost three games. Oh, we've done this. Oh, we've done that. It really, in the at the end of things, doesn't matter when you lost them. If we'd lost every other game and been 9-5, it wouldn't make any difference. The bottom line is just fix what's wrong.
Dean, how well did you think Terrell Suggs held up on Sunday? Obviously, we know the torn biceps a couple weeks ago.
No, he's coming back. He's not back full, but he's back and he's playing hard. I think if you ask him, I don't think he'd tell you that he's playing at 100% like he has, but he's certainly given us a great effort and given us what we need in there.
All right.
Okay, thank you, guys. Appreciate
it.